We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting the top of the Amud, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara just told us that there was a mitzvah prisha that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidin to perish on the wives in order that the wives should be tahar b'shas ma'an taira. And it had to be set up in a way that when they if they expel Shechvah Zera now on Shabbos already, it won't make them come anymore because already it won't be viable. That Shechvah Zera will not be viable anymore. But before that, if it would have came out, there would have been tameh. So on Friday, if the Shechvah Zera came out, there would still be tameh. Everyone fi his shita. If you're a kiva, for example, still in the middle of five ayinus, it'll be tameh. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it wasn't a Zari. It's still two or three days. So it'll still be tameh. So what they do, they went to the mikvah that night, Friday night, and then they were ready for matan Torah. Great thing about Akasha, halacha is, if someone goes to the mikvah, Medina the Torah, if someone goes to the mikvah to be tahar, you have to have Har of Shemesh. It means you have to go to the mikvah, and then by night, when the sun goes down, that's the final thing that makes you tahar. You have to go to the mikvah before Shkia, and after Shkia, you are tahar. For example, a kohen who's about carry wants to eat chuma, he goes to the mikvah that morning, and he has to wait till the evening till Har of Shemesh to be able to eat chuma. So the kasha is, by the Torah, if they went to the mikvah Friday night, they didn't have Har of Shemesh. They couldn't go to the mikvah by Friday day, because by then, still, they could become tamei from any Shechah Zerah that comes out. They needed that third day or fourth day or sixth oina to make it that's not tahar. So they make it that's not tamei, that's tahar. So you couldn't go to the mikvah by day because then if she expels Shechah Zera, she'll become tamei again. So it had to be she's going at night. If she's going at night, you don't have Har of Shemesh. That's the Gemara's kasha. But Tvul Yoyim Ninu, they're still called Tvul Yoyim. Someone who goes to the mikvah without Har of Shemesh is called Tvul Yoyim. It's called Tvul Yoyim. So it's a Gemara, Bayabar Ravim, Rav Chiniba Avin, Dami Tevayu, Nit Natera Tvul Yoyim. There was a special halacha that the Torah was not makbid on Tvul Yoyim. The Torah was not makbid on Tvul Yoyim regarding only Lagavi Kachim, but not Lagavi Matan Torah. Not Lagavi Matan Torah. All the things that I didn't really speak out before, that Tosis even says that the other Tumas also weren't negay in Matan Torah. They only makbid on Tumas Keri, on Tumas Shechvah Zera by Matan Torah, because that comes bedas and with that's what comes with das and It's Kalos Reish, like it says in Tosfos. So here also, then the halacha was only that you have to go to the mikvah. They didn't need Har of Shemesh. Only the Ma'akachim. That's what the Gemara answers here. That Torah nitna Torah Tvul Yoyim. They did not need Har of Shemesh. Yosem Marema Kamal Hashmait. So only Avinu Marema. So Marema said over his teretz. So Avinu asked Marema nitna Karmet or Ruya Karmet. Did the taka happen that they were not tahar of Har of Shemesh, or it could have been like that, but that's when they were ready before that. What does that mean? Maybe they all went to the mikvah on Friday, and if they didn't expel any Shechah Zera, then they didn't have to go again to the mikvah, because they were still tar. They were still tar. They had an option that if they expel Shechah Zera afterwards, they have to go that night. But did it happen, Lamaisa, or Lamaisa, nothing happened, no one expelled Shechah Zera, and therefore they didn't have to go to the mikvah at night and be a Tvul Yoyim? That's the question. Nitna Kamrit or Ruya Kamrit? Did the taka happen that they were Tvul Yoyim Shas Matan Torah, or they could have been Tvul Yoyim? Amalei Ruya Kamina. No, they Ruya, the halacha was that they didn't need Dafka to have Har of Shemesh, but not that it happened Lamaisa. Break the Gemara of a little Beni Shimshi, Lakava Torah Beni Shimshi. Break the Gemara Kasha. So according to Rashi, this is a Kasha Dafka Rabbi Kiva. That the Kasha is that why couldn't they Makabal Torah be Tavil Ben Ashmashas, which means Friday night, and get the Torah Friday night? If the Vard is five Oinos, so once you pass five Oinos, why can't they Makabal Torah at night? Why can't they Makabal Torah at night? And Taisha says the Kasha could have been also on Lot of Zari Rishmal. That why couldn't they? It's already the third or fourth day, so why couldn't they Makabal Torah at night? Why do they have to Makabal Torah the next morning? Once you pass by these five Oinas, now anything that. And they'll never go to Mikvah right then and have Kabbalah's Torah. Because any Shechah Zera that comes out, in any case, is Tar, because it's five Oinas already. The Fiyah Rabbi Kiva, where they were perished very Wednesday morning. Or Fiyah Alamad Yama, it was the third day or fourth day. The way Tosfos learns the Kasha. The Kasha is both on Rekiva and Loz Mazari and Rishmal. Little Ben Hashemshi, the Kabbal Torah Ben Hashemshi, let them a Kabbal Torah Ben Hashemashis. Om Rav Yitzchak, Shetan Pasig, Loi Miroish Beseser Debarti. Loi Miroish Beseser Debarti, that Hashem doesn't speak at night. The Marshal explains that the reason is that Hashem doesn't want to give a Torah at night. Because then the Umos Oyelim will say, oh, if we would have known about it, would have been Kabbalah the Torah, we didn't know about it, it was really in the middle of the night. Therefore, Hashem wanted to give it in the middle of the day, but for Hesia, to show the guy, you want the Torah here? Look, listen, we're giving the Torah to everyone, technically. It's here, if you want to come running, it's all by day. So therefore, Hashem did not give it, Hashem could have given it Torah at night, because they were ready for it. But Hashem didn't want to give it Torah at night, he gave it Torah in the morning. Break the Gemara, Kasha, Litvalu, Bitsafra, the Shabbata, the Kavu Torah Shabbata. Why can't they be Torah in the morning? And what's this Kasha? This Kasha is on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that you need five Oinos. That's why Hashem had to come, Moshe had to come early Wednesday morning and say to be Pirish. Why do you have to do that? Let them be Pirish only from Wednesday evening, Wednesday night. And you still have five Oinos. You have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, and Friday night, five Oinos, because Torah wasn't given to the next morning anyway. So what's the big deal? Let them be Torah in the morning. They're getting Torah in the morning anyway. So why do they have to be Parish ready from Wednesday day to get five Oinos? They could have been Parish at night. They could have been just Parish at Friday night. And they could have started from Wednesday night. They could have been from Wednesday night. This is a kasha only on Rabbi Akiva, because the Kuzum Lozum Zariah and Rishmal, you're not going to gain anything from giving the Torah by day, because everything's totally in days. But the third day or fourth day is Torah, so you have to have days. So you have to either parish on Wednesday or Thursday. So there's no kasha, give the Torah by the morning. But according to Rabbi Kiva, holds all you need is five Oinos. So if, just be Torah in the morning, not give Torah, Torah was given in the morning. To be Torah in the morning. Just be Torah in the morning, according to Rabbi Kiva, and therefore you won't have to be parish on Wednesday afternoon, because you'll have five Oinos just by being Torah in the morning. Because you have the extra Friday night as the Oina. Feed all the two man the Amrim, you don't gain anything because they're telling you dates. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you have his kasha. Amrav Yitzchak Shloyeh, Alolu Hachon Kabbalah Torah, Alolu Hachon Tefillah. The Torah was given right in the morning. If the Torah was given right in the morning, the people had to go to mikvah. They would have to be running to the mikvah while everyone else is running this way. They're running that way, and that wouldn't be geshmak for them or for anyone else. And therefore, they wanted everyone to be on the same page when time Matan Torah happened. Therefore, they had to be it. They went to the mikvah at night, and everyone was ready at the same time in the morning to Makavlo Torah. So tomorrow Vaita. So far we had three shitas in how long Shulchan Zera is viable. We have Lotzman Azariah says it's 2 days is viable. By third day, even if it's not two full days, but by third day, it could really be even two Oinos Shleimos, already it's tar. According to Alaman Yama, it's the 3 days it's viable, and the fourth day, no matter what, it's tar. It could be even four Oinos Shleimos, like we said. And Rekiva holds that you need five Oinos Shleimos. But it's not a shita. Amram chia bar Abba Mechran, Zudiv Rabbi Shmal, Rabbi Kiva, Avacham, Maimrim, Sheish, Oinos, Shleimus, Binon. You need six full Oinos. And like Rashi explains, we're going according to Rabbi Yaisi, that it holds that they will perish on Wednesday. And they hold the Vashkama, and Wednesday morning, Moshe told them the mitzvah of Prisha. So where do you have six full Oinos? Because they hold that they were Toivel in the morning. They were toivel in the morning. Anyone who was pilot Shulchan Zera Friday night had to go be toivel in the morning, and he wasn't worried about going back. You know, the back that they're going to be toivel at the same time. And also, they hold there's no problem. They hold that is the reason why Hashem didn't give a Torah at night. What's the raya that it's six oinus? Because why didn't Hashem give a Torah at night? They didn't hold the pasuk loy mirosh says the barati. So why did Hashem wait to give a Torah in the morning? Teretz is because he needed 6 full days. That's the right from the Pasuk. Because you see Vashkoma, Moshe Rabbeinu told him Wednesday morning to be Pirish. And you see the Torah was given Shabbos morning. It must be. Why did it happen like this? So Dr. Rabbana, must be. You need 6 full Oinos. Avachom Rimm Shesh Oinos Shlemes Binah. So Dr. Gemara, this whole, next one of this is a new point. This whole sugya of Peleta Shechvah Zera, the how long it's viable, it's only if it comes out of the Isha. But if a man expels Shechvah Zera, and it's on a beggar, on a clothing, then it's tameh as long as it's fresh. Once it's dry, it's not tameh anymore, even if it's one day old. Once it dries, it's not tameh. Because once it dries, it's not royal azriya. And the other hand, if it's still fresh, then even if it can be 10 days, it's also still viable. It's only in the isha that it gets spoiled. So there's the chumra and the kula by a man. But the whole shayla of five bainas, days, not days, only if it's in the isha. And then it comes out. Amram chistam. Chalik ish a pershman ish. A pershman ish, tamei kozman shi yilecha. Kozman, it's wet, it's tummy, and when it dries, it's not tummy. That's the chilik. It's chilik, it comes out of the isha, it comes out of the ish. Master Rav Sheisha says in the pasuk, this pasuk is right after the parasha of ish. It says, v'chol beged v'chol ora shi yilov shivcha zera. that's Tamei. So the Braisa Darshan is Pratel Shechazera Shisrucha, besides Shechazera, which is spoiled. My love, spirits from Ish. Sounds like in the parasha we're talking about it came from Ish. So you see from Ish was possibly spoiled. Like one of the spirits from Isha, came out of Isha. So I can put on this whole shayla of how many oinis it's viable, it's all of it comes out of Isha. But the more of it, the boyer, a papa, Shechazera Shal Yisrael, make kusis mahu. So the reason why it says Shal Yisrael is, the halacha is a goy's Shechazera is not metame. But a Jewish Shechazera is metame. So the Shechazera, you know, he was mezana, let's say, with a goy, and it's in a goy's stomach, the Shechazera, and now it comes out. Is that tame, Shechazera tame? Is it viable or not? What's the shayla? Anything that's more than 3 days, does it have the same halacha? Let's say it came out of 3 days. Is it still viable after 3 days or not? Now, what would be the sign that's viable? I 3 days not viable. Let's see. Shechazera Shechazera, make Kishu smile. Yisrael diga mitzvahs. A Yisrael that's worried about his mitzvahs, chov gufa, his guf gets warm, the Isha's guf gets warm, and he makes the Shechazera spoiled. Akum, like digo mitzvahs, Akum doesn't care, doesn't have mitzvahs, loy. By him, it gets, by her, the Shechazera could be in her stomach for 5-6 days and comes out still viable because she's not so worried about mitzvahs, so it doesn't get spoiled. I don't like even the Oichon Shkosim Ramasim, since she eats a bunch of garbage, like bugs and different things like that, chov gufao. The guf gets hot and it'll make the Shechazera srucha get spoiled. If you dare say, because she eats a bunch of trephis and bugs, that her guf gets warm and makes it spoiled, but maybe behema maho. What about Shechazera in the stomach of a behema? Isha is the praise darmis rechas. Isha that has, before the rechem, there's the little pathway and that blocks any ear from getting into the rechem. Getting near the uterus, so there, it can become spoiled over there. It's deep inside, and it doesn't. It can get spoiled. Av behem, lest they praise the Lord. I don't loish now, or maybe no difference between behem and isha. Teiku, we don't know. So the Gemara of Ayin, where was it going to more detail of when about Matan Torah, what happened every day? That's the Gemara to go into and bring on the Machlekes that we mentioned, Machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the other man, the Yomar. When they were perish. Zok Tamar, Tana Baram, Mashisha v'chaydesh nitnu aseres adibris l'Yisrael. Tanakama says that Matan Torah was on the 6th day of Sivan. Rabbi Yisir, no, v'shiva boy. Rabbi Yisir says that the Torah was given on the 7th day of Sivan. And the Gemara doesn't expand on this. Amar Rava, v'kuliyam v'shchaydesh oslo midbar Sinai. There's no question about it. They came to midbar Sinai, to the Har Sinai, they came on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Kusiksev hacha b'yem hazeh bo midbar Sinai. It says loshem b'yem hazeh bo midbar Sinai. Kusiv hasam hachodesh hazeh lechem Rosh Chodesh. Shema lahalam Rosh Chodesh. It's like hachodesh hazeh lechem Rosh Chodesh. I'm talking Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. It says loshem hazeh. Afkan b'yem hazeh means Rosh Chodesh. That's facts. They came on Rosh Chodesh. Another fact, but the kuli yam of Shabbos didn't tell Yisrael. Another fact is that on Shabbos was given Shabbos morning. How do we know? Ksiv hachas zachas v'yem haShabbos akatzoy. Says one of Sarah's divers zachas v'yem haShabbos akatzoy. Ksiv hachas v'yem moishalom zecharas v'yem hazeh asher yitzos meretz Mitzrayim. And that pasuk is talking about was on the day of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Just like that zachar is talking on the day of Yitzis Mitzrayim. This zachar v'yem haShabbos is talking on Shabbos. Malah mitzumah shayim. Just like Yitzis Mitzrayim is talking on that day. Afkan on Shabbos mitzumah shayim is on the day of Shabbos. So that's clear. Shabbos Torah Nitna, and they came on Rosh Chodesh. What's Machlekes? Ki pliga v'kviya d'yarcha. That Machlekes is, when was Rosh Chodesh that year? Reizi Shabbat b'chav Shabbat v'kviya d'yarcha. The Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. Therefore, if you count it up, the 7th day is Shabbos. Zayin Sivan. V'chav Shabbat v'kviya d'yarcha. V'chav Shabbat now the Gemara goes through Rupsukha. V'chav Shabbat loy omo loho midi. On Rosh Chodesh, there was no commandments that day. The Hashem didn't say anything. They just came. They were tired that day. Lemidu shnuchol shadorcha. They were tired that day. Therefore, Hashem did not say anything to them on that day. The day that they came on Shchodesh. The next day, v'chevish Shabbat amalhu matan tiv lechas kahanim. The next day, if you look in the pesukim, starting from pasuk gimel, it says Moshe olah lekim v'yikar erelav Hashem and ahar leimar koyserim al beis Yaakov. V'sagil v'nei Yisrael, atem re'isem, asher shislam atrayim, v'asher eschem akaf v'nesharim, v'avay eschem alai, v'atem shmai tishmu v'karli, v'shmai tishmu v'karli, v'shmai tishmu v'karli, v'shmai tishmu v'karli, v'shmai tishmu v'karli, v'atem tiru v'lechis kahanim v'goy kosh, ilad v'am v'shmai tishmu v'nei Yisrael. These things you should tell Klai Yisrael, means the second day Moshe Rabbeinu went up in the morning, and Hashem told him, tell all these things to Klai Yisrael. Then it says, "Vayyavam Moshe Vikur Ziknei Om." Vayosof name is called Varma Eilah Shiva Hashem. V'yamakol Miyachta V'yamru Kosh Dibra Hashem Nasa. That's what it says on day number two. V'tlosa On the third day, Omalu Mitzvah Zagbala, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eden the Mitzvah Zagbala means you're not going to get near the har. And then he went back up and told Hashem that this is what the Eden said, that they're going to do it. And Hashem, when he went back up on the fourth day in the morning to tell him what happened, Mitzvah Zagbala, Hashem gave them the Mitzvah's Prisha. This is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Barba, on Wednesday, Ovud Prisha. They did Prisha. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita. Prisha happened on Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning was Prisha. That's like Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Shmuel. That Wednesday happened, that the Prisha happened on Wednesday morning. And that was the fourth day, and the Torah was given on the seventh day, which is on Shabbos. Rabbanon Savri, Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yossi, they hold B'trei B'Shabbik V'Archecha. Monday was a Shchodesh. So B'trei B'Shabbik L'Yom L'Midi, on Monday, there was nothing, which was Chol Shod Orcha. But Tlosa on Tuesday, Om L'Matam Tiyum L'Machas Karim, that whole parasha that we read. And the Eden said they'll do it. So Tuesday, so Wednesday morning, Rabba Om L'Hu Mitzvah Gbala. Wednesday morning, Moshe tells Hashem that they said they could do it. Then he gave him Mitzvah Gbala. And Behei, Thursday morning, he went back to tell Hashem that they do Mitzvah Gbala. And Hashem said, do Prisha. So on Thursday morning was Prisha. That's like a little Lazmer Zaria holds that Prisha was on Thursday morning. So that's where the Machlek is, when Prisha was, because the Torah Zichah was given on Shabbos. Question was that the sixth day or the seventh day? And the Nafkamin is, how many days of Prisha were there? But that's clear that Shabbos morning was a Torah. Question was, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday? Or was Rosh Chodesh on Monday? And that makes nafkamina when the Prisha was. Because Prisha was definitely on the fourth day of the conversations between Hashem and Moshe. Was definitely on the fourth day of the conversation. So if Rosh Chodesh on Monday, the fourth day is Thursday. If Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, the fourth day will be Wednesday morning.